Thousands of Iranian expatriates in Lebanon casted their ballots on Friday to choose a new president for their country. Polling stations were set at the Iranian embassy in Beirut, as well as in balloting centers in South Lebanon and Baalbek. Voters found it to be their duty as citizens to exercise their right to vote.
We came to participate in the presidential elections to support our Islamic revolution and to choose our new president.
These elections are very important.
We are a free country, and elections mean freedom.
During their Beirut visit to attend an Armenian Orthodox Christians conference, Iranian archbishops also voted at the embassy.
I represent Armenian-Iranian citizens. All Iranians, not only Christians, but Muslims, Shia or Sunni, are strong because Iran is strong and great. We challenge any state, big or small, that tries to harm us in any way.
Why is the world always focusing on the Iranian elections?
The reason is the global role that the Iranian Republic plays. Every presidential election in Iran, the West and Zionists do everything they can to negatively impact the elections, to reduce public participation. But as Imam Khamenei and senior officials said, every vote to any candidate is actually a vote to the Islamic Republic of Iran.
In a televised speech for the Wounded Resistance Fighter Day, Hezbollah Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah expressed great pleasure in the high voting turnout in Iran's presidential vote.
I congratulate all of you on this day. Congratulations to Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, may God protect him, and to the dear Iranian people on this great, exceptional democratic event.
Many voters expect a second round of elections, as recent polls in Iran suggest that elections might go for a runoff on June 21st due to a tight race between the candidates.
Though away from their homeland, Iranian expats here in Lebanon poured into the polling stations today and exercised their democratic rights, making sure that the next president has their strong support. Eliana Khamisi, Press TV, Beirut.